I'm super excited that it's just a free open to the public thing as well. I mean, that was sort of a Bud Light thing, and I think it's awesome. People can just sign up online at buckleuptour.ca and get their tickets. Yeah, I can't wait to party in these small towns. It's gonna be so much fun.
So you're going to be in Fort McMurray on May 6th and then in Banff on May 8th. So what can we expect from your performance on those days?
I'm so excited to play a show in Banff. I've been there a couple times. The past 2 years, I've been to Banff, and just as a tourist, walking around and doing some hikes and checking out some of the shops. Never played a show there, and I honestly, it wasn't on my bucket list, but I'm so excited to be going through there. And the guys and I have been getting our show all put together for the Buckle Up Tour, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of stories, just a party.
You have an upcoming EP called Bruce County, and it drops on May 24th. What can we expect from the EP, and do you have a favorite song on it?
Yeah, new EP is coming out on the last date of the Buckle Up Tour, which is May 24th, like you said. The last date's in Mildmay, my hometown, which is in Bruce County. And we're dropping Bruce County, the EP, so it's going to be sort of the perfect full circle moment. I mean, it's so hard to pick a favorite song on there. There's only four tracks on the EP, and they're all sort of tied into the way that I was raised and the people who influenced me and push me to keep going in music. And I feel like it comes through in a lot of the songs. But I'm super excited to get out some of the new ones. Like there's a song on there called Moonshines that we've been playing at every show recently, and it's been so much fun to see how the audience sort of reacts to it. I think that one's probably one of my favorites that's coming off the new EP. And then obviously we got a couple that have been released so far, Bud Light the Way, Old Dirt Roads, and there's one more called Dan, and I'm just gonna leave it at that. I'll let the imagination run free with that title, but I'm excited for that one to come out as well.
The end of my interviews, I just have four rapid fire questions. So you had to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, first one. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
That's a good answer. Who would play you in a movie?
I'm gonna go Owen Wilson because we have the same name,
Oh, that's
and I
true.
like
That's a good one.
the.
Do you have an autograph from anyone? And if not, who would you like to get one from?
I got an audit. I played the All-Star Game skills competition, and there was some programming. So this is a bit of a long answer, but they talked about how Ovechkin was my favorite hockey player growing up. And then like a week later, I got a package in the mail from the Washington Capitals with a signed Ovechkin jersey. And it's one of the coolest things that I own.
Wow. Are you going to hang it up or are you going to wear it?
Oh, I'm hanging it up.
Yeah.
I haven't got a case for it yet, but it's just in my closet right now. But
Oh.
I'm definitely going to put that on the wall someday.
That's awesome. And then last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at owenwrigling.com for all my show dates and merch and stuff like that. But I have Instagram at Owen Wrigling Music, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all that stuff, Spotify, Apple. And yeah, that's basically it.